motherfucker. You like that video? How you liking that video, Drone Bad?
Love it, dog.
Cesspool 167. It's the Cesspool Awards here in 2023, which means it's the last Cesspool of the year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have some other content, but this is it for the Cesspool. Are you ready for these awards? We're going to have in memoriams. I'm going to ask you for some predictions, but we have some awards to get to.
Okay.
These totally legit awards, and we've... We've looked them up, we studied them, and we're ready. So, you pick a winner, I'll pick a winner, and if you don't like any of these options, pick your own fucking winner, all right? We're flexible here at the pool. Actor of the year. Is it Tom Hanks in Pinocchio?
Ew.
The review says, Tom Hanks is frustratingly gay. Functional and uninventive in this film.
Frustratingly gay.
Is it B, Tom Hanks and Elvis? I fell asleep, thank God. What a piece of shit movie. Tom Hanks ruined Elvis for me. Tom Hanks was dreadful, and so was his fat suit. Aimless film. C, Machine Gun Kelly and Good Morning. No reviews for that. Or is it D, Sylvester Stallone?
The Samaritan?
Samaritan, okay. I love that film. Watch it a bunch. Stallone is a piss-poor aging action hero in this colossal waste of time film. Badger, who's your winner?
I mean, just based off the reviews.
You've seen them all.
Yeah. Just based off the reviews, I feel like Tom Hanks and Elvis.
Yeah, piece of shit movie.
That was the greatest review I've ever heard.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tom Hanks. Let's go to Actress of the Year. Alicia Silverstone, The Requiem? I love that film. Alicia Silverstone is cheap-looking and at times cringeworthy and never seems authentic in this film.
Okay. Yeah, I think I wrote that one.
B, Diane Keaton in Mac and Rita. Diane Keaton, Diane Keaton induces more head-shaking confusion than laughs. She painfully unfunny and sloppy. And by the way, this is 2023, and all these actresses, it feels like it's back in the time machine.
Right. I was getting ready to say that. Can we find anyone below like the age of 45?
No. See, Mira Sorvino in some Lamborghini movie. I love it, though. In all, it's fairly well cast with the exception of Mira Sorvino. She has joined the list of tired, worn, and used up.
Ooh.
God damn.
Ooh.
And D, Penelope Cruz in The 355. Cruz was completely mediocre, very forgettable, and honestly a bit dull. Who do you have, Badge? You love all these films.
Yeah, I mean, they were great. God, who do you give it to?
I mean, I'd go Diane Keaton because I can't say her name right.
Keaton. I'll go with Diane Keaton.
Yeah, she needs something before she dies.
Right.
Are you ready for this one? Movie of the year. Who will the Sessie go to? A, Life Upside Down. This COVID-era romantic dramedy experiment with a great cast quickly becomes as inert as lockdown was. It's not terribly funny or terribly emotional. It winds up not doing much or being much of anything. Good movie.
Great movie.
B, House Party. A painfully unfunny, witless, and toothless bore. If you're looking for a comedy to make you laugh until it hurts, this ain't it.
Wasn't that supposed to be the remake of the original House Party with a kid in play?
C, Morbius. This is a long one. This is a boring movie. Like, seriously boring. It is quite possibly the most boring superhero movie ever made, and is even boring as a vampire movie. It seemed to get hung up on scientific stuff that are ultimately incorrect anyway, because this guy's he's probably a scientist.
Yeah, he's an expert on vampires.
Jared Leto is quickly getting a reputation as a bad actor, especially after he fucked up the Joker in the Suicide Squad movie. The worst thing is that could have been good. There were elements of which, if done right, could have been really good. It's great writing. They just failed in their delivery abysmally. It was a bad movie. D. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Was that the one with Xi in it? The president of China?
Blood and Honey is an effortless and soulless cash grab that bastardizes a beloved child's property for a cheap and easily profitable gimmick. Who you got? So me, you know, I mean, this isn't, you know, mine for the taking, but Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, I don't really quite understand how this was fucking made. It's some fucking dude in like a cheap fucking Winnie the Pooh suit killing people. It's a horror movie. Fucking weird. And that's what wins. Yeah, it wins. Musician of the year.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. Kid Rock.
A. Madonna.
Oh, God.
Many people are accusing her of cultural appropriation and sensitivity towards marginalized groups and being out of touch with modern times. You fucking think?
Possibility.
But didn't she, like, doesn't she fuck a lot of marginalized group dudes? She fucks anything.
I don't know.
Really?
I have no idea.
She fucked you?
No comment.
Kanye West. Fans and critics are speaking out against his treatment of women and his lack of sensitivity towards mental health issues. With each new outburst on social media, Kanye only digs deeper into a hole. And he also talks about fucking Jewish bitches.
I thought he hated Jewish people.
Well, maybe he's fucking them too. Doesn't mean you gotta like them to fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember this guy. See, Tekashi 69. You remember this kid?
Oh, yeah. He went to prison, didn't he?
Yeah, he's fucking awesome. Not only is he extremely arrogant, but he's also a pedophile and a racist. And he throws around the N-word, despite not being black. Yeah.
He's not black?
I thought he was.
I thought he was.
He was allegedly part of the gang and was convicted of conspiracy and murder and armed robbery. His criminal record and immature behavior make him the most hated person on earth. Maybe a little overboard there.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say easily not most. He did armed robbery.
He was also the dude that got his ass beat by people and at the fucking like 24-hour fitness bathroom. He got fucking just beat up.
I think he got run up on. He got beat up in prison too.
Yeah, because he's a bitch. But he's a hell of a musician. And that's why he's on this list.
All right.
And finally, D. Forgiato Blow, who's a terrible MAGA rapper who made that horrible song called Boycott Target, which is openly homophobic and transphobic. It's so agonizing it makes Tom McDonald sound inoffensive. He's a trust fund kid cashing in on the Trump grift. All right, Musician of the Year badge, Madonna, Kanye, Tekashi 6ix9ine, or Forgiato.
Man, I think we ought to give it to like...
Can we honestly say, though, in 2023, there's no good choice?
No, there isn't. I mean...
all great choices.
Not with actors, not with actresses, not with movies. Like, it's all shit. But I'm going to have to go with the 6ix9ine guy.
Yeah, he's just killing it out here.
He sounds like a complete fucking waste of human air.
Yes. There's only, I really think, three options for this next one. Celebrity of the Year, would you agree? Because you only hear about these people, really. Jada Pinkett Smith, Britney Spears, or Taylor Swift?
Oh, my God.
Which one of these gashes are you picking?
Jada Pinkett Smith?
Yeah. This is just because she's...
She seems like a...
Shot down her husband, basically.
Yeah. Well, especially toxic kind of cunt.
Yeah. Now, she's trying to sell books, but she's also trying to, like, rip people, tear people down. Britney Spears is just saying all the wild shit she did. She's not saying, hey, I had an abortion. Fuck this guy. Because that's what Jada would probably do. Oh, yeah, Timberlake made me have an abortion and shit, and fuck him. You know what I mean? Jada Pinkett Smith is also, like, so unattractive to me. I don't know if it's her age or it's because she has my
haircut. Can't be that. You know right? What I mean? It can't be that alopecia.
No, that's sexy.
You know, keep Will Smith's wife's name out of your mouth.
What will happen?
Well, he might try to Muhammad Ali you.
Yeah.
Might not work out.
Celebrity of the year, Jada Pinkett, huh? Just killing it. You know what's crazy? Has she been in anything? How has she kept her name in the tabloids and shit? She has not been in anything notable in years and years and years. She sucked off Tupac, so we got to talk about her for 40 years?
Well, what was she? Was she in Salt and Pepper or some shit?
I doubt it.
What? She was in a band. What band was she in?
Let's go to Song of the Year. Try that in a small town. Jason.
Oh, Dan. God.
God damn. A conspiracy peddling and monstrously, I've been drinking, grotesque in nature. This song encourages countryside residents to defend themselves against invisible boogeymen. That just doesn't exist. Yeah. Put simply, this is a narrative that enables heinous bigotry, and Jason Aldean is fueling it for sleazy monetary gain. It was horrid when it first released and it has become doubly atrocious with its video and subsequent controversy boom. Woo! Sorry, someone had to put the big words in there for Drunk Boy. But, I mean, there you go.
That person is obviously out of touch.
That person's female, I'm pretty sure.
That person is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. B, Christmas Isn't Christmas by Bon Jovi. Oh, goddamn, that's good. Not only is this song an obvious cash grab, but it also shows that Bon Jovi has become nothing but a cash cow. Also, John Bon Jovi's vocals just aren't there anymore. He sounds like your grandpa attempting to make a Christmas song. C, Puck Bud Light by Forgacioblo and Stony Dude Bro. Another crappy song by Forgotten Blowjob. You see what they did there?
Oh, wow.
You see what they did there?
Nice.
And his crony with a stupid name. Overall, it sounds like a homophobic, transphobic, and even whinier version of Kid Rock.
Oh,
but have you noticed in a lot of these reviews, you have to say homophobic and transphobic?
Yeah.
You got to hit that shit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Because they don't have any real arguments. You know, he probably doesn't say anything about like gay people or the.
I doubt it.
The group as a whole. But yeah, we got to throw it in because it sounds homophobic.
Yeah. How about D, Vulgar by Sam Smith and Madonna? Two great human beings. This is such a bad song, and I can't imagine many people wanting to genuinely listen to it. The moans are so bad and so unsexy.
The moans?
Yeah, well, Sam Smith, he's gone weird. He's really taken the gayness to another level. You know what I mean? And okay. Well, yeah, he's flaming out. So what do you got? What's your song of the year? Try that in a small town. Christmas Isn't Christmas. Fuck Bud Light or Vulgar.
I would have to go Vulgar.
Oh, yeah, it's great. The moans are so sexy.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Now we come to a special award. The Cesspool Lifetime Achievement Award. And the last time around, we gave it to Sean Norman because he's
dedicated his life to the show.
He really has. I mean, him as Don Trell and whatever the fuck else he's done.
we can't remember it. I'm not right.
Yeah. But anyway, this year's award goes to Matt Thomason for all his countless contributions to the cesspool. I mean, this is another guy that he's here day in and day out. He has really, really wanted to push this show forward. And there is nothing better. Raise our fucking glass.
I mean, well, honestly, look at how high he's raised the bar.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't handle $34 an hour.
Yes.
He had to get 50
yeah.
an hour. And I mean, that just elevated us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To the stratosphere.
Yeah. Love you, man.
Congrats, Matt. Yeah. Congrats.
News story of the year. Would you say it's the AI-fueled gold rush? And that's what, you know, AI is becoming bigger and bigger, and this year kind of, you know, It's just a start. Is it the Israel and Palestine war? Is it Donald Trump's indictments? Or is it Maui just getting fucking plundered, destroyed, fucking mashed up? What would you say? Or do you have another one?
I mean, if we're just going to go between those four, I would say that the Donald Trump indictments, which has been boiling for the last 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, it's not just this year, but yeah.
But the Israel-Hamas conflict over in the Middle East has really ignited some emotions all over the world.
Well, yeah, and people are getting canceled over it. And
people are getting killed over it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, over here, there's a lot of like random ass actresses, really. I mean, there's actors too, but it seems like the actresses are really just putting their career on the line for loving some Palestine.
Susan Sarandon just got canceled from her her talent agency.
No.
You know, for some comments made last week.
I didn't know she had talent.
Well, not anymore.
When did she? Tell me the year. Can you pinpoint a year?
I mean,
because it's 2023. 1945 or so? Yeah, that's cool.
That's a little bit before that.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. But you've heard a lot of Jolie came out with some Palestine stuff. The chick that just got kicked off Scream was talking Palestine shit. I forget her fucking name. Hot, though. So, you know, you could rail her nut and then go, okay, you know, you're an idiot. You know what I mean?
She'd probably let you still nut if you said it beforehand.
Oh, even, oh my God. Oh, you're an idiot. What? Oh, sorry. Palestine. I'm Palestining right now. I'm about to Palestine. That means blow up.
Palestine that ass.
Anyway, TV show of the year. Is it A, White House Plumbers? You love that shit.
White House Plumbers?
Yeah, you know all about it. After 50 years, the media can't get over Watergate. Only 20% of the population today was even alive during Watergate. No one cares or remembers this two-bit break-in or the scoundrels who committed it. Enough already. The series was over the top amateur hour. Horrible writing and below average acting. Couldn't get past episode 3. I was hoping it would be a serious series instead of this comedic train wreck they made. Woody Harrelson's part of that.
Oh, I thought they were talking about Tulsa King.
Someone else said Dumb and Dumber goes into the White House. Is it B, FUBAR? I wanted to like this show. I was hoping it would be like True Lies. Fun, comedic, with good action sequences. True Lies was so funny. But there are two obvious flaws in the show. Number one, Arnold Schwarzenegger is unfortunately too old to be realistically carrying out any stunts in the show. So all the stunts by stuntmen look pretty obvious that they were done by stuntmen. But yeah, I hate that. This breaks the suspension of disbelief. You're watching a fucking... Okay, never mind. Two, Netflix has gone with the woke trope of the super-empowered ass-kicking white woman who is better than men at everything. This also breaks the suspension of disbelief. The second issue is more serious than the first. Arnold is old as fuck, I get it. But making the daughter so super that she is literally fist-fighting men and winning, that's silly. That's fantasy. That's a sexist motherfucker right there. Is it C, Citadel? Dumber than a bag of hammers. Dialogue and plot that it could have been written by chatbots from 2016. That's when this shit started, our podcast. Acting that it could have been achieved by chatbots from 2016. So they went back to it. But pretty, very, very pretty. The most fun thing about this series is playing Spot the Plot Hole. Man, I've played that a few times. And complaining about the wildly inconsistent characterization. D, The Idol. I think this show is for guys who want to watch porn on a mainstream platform. At some point, one just wants more story and less sex. What the fuck is this show? It's dumb, dull, stupid, and filled with a shit ton of sexual scenes that build to nothing, serve no purpose. An invasive use of my TV watching time with porno during dinner time. Dialogue feels like it was written by an edgy 12-year-old. Acting is very cringy, and any kind of direction or decent character building is thrown out of the window for over-the-top ridiculous demonstration of sex. Just disgusting. Glorifying rape and assault. Tries to portray how women get exploited in a way, but from a guy's perspective. Badger, TV show of the year. Is it White House Plumbers, FUBAR, Citadel, or The Idol? That shitty singer The Weeknd, he's in The Idol.
Is he?
Yeah, but Arnold's in FUBAR, man.
Yeah, I'd rather shit on the guy from The Weeknd.
Well, what do you mean shit on him? I kind of want to watch this shit. It's just porn. The Idol? They said it's just porn with a little dialogue. Edgy 12-year-olds? I love that shit. Those 12-year-olds porn and The Weeknd? Count me in.
All right, so we give it to Arnold?
Yeah. The Idol. Arnold's not in that. Oh, God, could you imagine Arnold, The Weeknd, porn, 12-year-olds? That would be
It's
amazing.
Not a tumor.
Yeah, it's a cock. Athlete of the year. This is actually usually a special one. This is usually a big one for the cesspool. Is it Kevin Porter Jr. on September 11th? Instead of mourning, here's just what this dude was doing. In New York City, mind you.
Wow.
New York City police arrested Porter for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend, WNBA player, Kirsty Gunjertrick. Gunjertrick exhibited several injuries, including a laceration above her eye and a fractured vertebrae in her neck. Porter's charges include felony assault and strangulation.
Damn.
Is it B, Tony Ferguson, while driving his truck in Hollywood at 2 a.m., Ferguson crashed into two parked cars, flipping his vehicle. Fortunately, nobody was injured. Sorry. but Ferguson's behavior landed him in legal trouble. Ferguson refused to take a field sobriety test, and police described him as very uncooperative. The fighter reportedly had bloodshot eyes and smelled of alcohol, earning him an arrest and a misdemeanor charge of DUI. Additionally, rejecting the field sobriety test could cost him his license for a year. C. Nate Diaz. April of 2023, Diaz found himself in a tussle on Bourbon Street. The fight resulted in a warrant issued for his arrest on suspicion of second-degree battery. Diaz surrendered to the New Orleans Police Department a few days later after posting $10,000 bond. Onlookers caught the brawl on video, and it went viral. During the fight, Diaz put TikToker Rodney Peterson in a chokehold, rendering him unconscious. The video shows Peterson lying motionless in the street, and after things settled down, the influencer displayed a bloody scalp. Finally, D. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Joe Mixon. Yeah, the dude that's knocking out mud sharks and fucking diners. He's back. 2023, a woman accused Mixon of pointing a gun at her and threatening that bitch to shoot her during a traffic incident. The alleged action resulted in a misdemeanor charge of aggravated menacing. That's it. Police initially dismissed the charges, but then refiled them after investigation. Mixon had his day in court, and after 4 days was found not guilty. He didn't point that gun. Yeah, it was invisible.
Was it a jury trial or bench trial?
Mixon's second run-in with the law in 2023 came in March, after police arrived at his home in response to a report of gunshots. Brat! Police found a minor outside the house with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds, but didn't charge Mixon with a crime, nor was he a suspect. Athlete of the year. Who you got? Fuck. Kevin Porter beating a bitch. Tony Ferguson just trying to have a good time. Nate Diaz choking out influencers. Or Joe Mixon apparently having the police in his back pocket because he'd do what he want.
I'm going to have to go with Mixon. I mean, you're flashing all kinds of cold steel around. Nothing ever happens to you. You deserve an award for that.
Good to go.
Good to go.
Sexiest woman of the year. Is it A, Zendaya? Is it B, Juno Temple? Is it C, Jung Ho Young? Or is it D, Zozambini Tunzi? What do you think? All sexy fucking women.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to? If anyone wants to look them up.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a hard choice.
It really is. It really is. I'd fap to any of these women.
Yeah? Did you fap to any of them?
Yeah. I mean, to basically what happened is I had a list of 600 women, and if I could fap to them and finish in under 60 seconds, they made the list. All right, who you got?
I'm going to have to go with the Zuni chick or...
Yeah, Zozambini.
Yeah. Miss South Africa. Yeah. Miss Universe.
Hell yes.
Dude, she is so hot.
Yeah. Okay, so this should be near and dear to your heart. Video game of the year. Man. How about Lord of the Rings Gollum? The Lord of the Rings Gollum was full of endless setbacks, impossible odds, and ever-increasing levels of madness. And like Gollum, my journey was doomed from the start. So if developers' main goal was to really put you in the shoes of such a pitiful, unlovable character faced with constant pain and suffering, they were successful. How about B, Crime Boss, Rockay City? You love this one. The gunplay just blows ass. The graphics just blow ass. The story isn't the worst part. It's basic, but not the worst. I'm not sure what I expected, but it wasn't this. I regret buying it, but I am truly going to uninstall after killing myself.
After?
Wait, how? How's that work?
Does he mean like killing his character?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he means. He didn't think this over, did he?
No.
He was too pissed.
He's a fucking idiot gamer. What do you expect?
C, Atomic Heart. Boring, uninspired, dumb. It looks good, and that's it. The premise and story are only good if you have the mind of a 14-year-old boy who thinks getting pussy is the only thing in life.
I know a lot of adults like that. Sean?
Yeah. Yeah, he got some.
Gary.
D, Redfall. This game is so hilariously bad. I wouldn't recommend it to a suicidal special needs kid. Who the fuck greenlighted this crap? They must die. Video game of the year. Is it Lord of the Rings, Crime Boss, Atomic Heart, or Redfall?
Man, I think out of that list, I think Redfall was probably the most popular one out of them all.
It's very good. Yeah.
And I don't know if it was very good. I never did play it.
I have.
You didn't?
Yeah, I have.
Did you like it?
It's about vampires. Oh, it's fucking, it is bad.
Pretty bad?
Yeah, game of the year though. Because everything else is so much worse. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And to our biggest award. Cesspool Man of the Year.
Whew.
Four men, only one can win. Is it Andrew Tate, Vladimir Putin, Jake Paul, or Will Smith? Who is 2023 Cesspool Man of the Year?
Ooh. Do we want to debate these guys or just throw our answers?
Yeah, we can. So, I mean, we go to Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate, so...
Sex trafficking allegations. Former kickboxer, that's near and dear to my heart.
Out of prison, though, so obviously...
Yeah, he's good to go.
Did they drop the charges or has the case been settled?
I'm not too sure.
You know, we're talking about...
Maybe they're still witch hunting him. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who he pissed off, but these... Sounds very strange what was going on to him.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin, another Another great man.
Good dude. He knows judo, or is it sambo? I think it's sambo.
Could be both.
Maybe it is both. Maybe it's jambo.
Fucking rides horses shirtless.
Yeah. Oh my God, he does. Supposedly he's been dead for 3 years.
And then randomly comes back to life.
Yeah, he's here again. Yeah. You know what I mean? He kind of looks like Night King, kind of.
Yeah.
Good to go. And he's still fighting a war. You know what I mean? Just wearing him down.
Well, like I mean, listen.
Bottom of the fifth inning, you know what I mean?
For him, I feel like it's top of the seventh.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, he's just like, listen, you know, it's a lot of loss of life. What are we doing?
That's what he's thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and they love that crocodile, that fucking drug that turns your skin into scales and shit. I love that shit. Anyway, Jake Paul, just a great guy. Probably the number one boxer in the world. Probably the number one influencer.
I would say number one boxer in the solar system.
Yeah. And I mean, that's fighting MMA. Boxing, kickboxing,
WWE.
Yeah. TNA. I mean, Logan Paul, his brother, is a champion in WWE.
So, oh, he'd whoop his
so
brother's
he would
ass.
Easily get, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Will Smith, probably the most famous cuck in the history at this point, right? Just.
Will who?
Yeah, Will Smith. He has been basically belittled by his wife, made out to be a bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His kids, they're like weird goths and transsexuals and shit. He's got nothing going for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got kicked out of whatever fucking cool club they have out there in LA for actors.
Yeah. Is it SAG? Did he get kicked out of SAG or anything?
I can't remember if it was the Academy or if it was SAG or what the fuck it was after the slap.
And see, I think they're redoing that... That dystopian movie he was in, I Am Legend. Who's Cesspool Man of the Year?
Man? I mean,
this is the hardest award. This is a big one,
right? Yeah, but honestly, you know, like Will Smith, like who fucking cares what he's gonna do with his life?
Will Smith, he's been again. Will Smith has been in the spotlight. He was at fucking him and Jazzy Jeff, you know, A B C 1 2, you know, that kind of bullshit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That kind of bullshit rap. And then he went into like, you know, with Fresh Prince and shit. He's been around for so fucking long. He's rich. And then Wild Wild West and Welcome to Miami, all that just paint by numbers bullshit.
Willie style?
Yeah. Oh my God. What a shitty human.
He made some great movies.
He made great movies?
Yeah. He was great in Ali.
Never seen it. Men in Black, I've seen. It's kind of, I don't care. It's just a movie.
Yeah, Men in Black, I mean, those are iconic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, one movie.
No, there was another one that he made where he was like this homeless guy that very, very good at selling things. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, Forrest Gump. So who's the man of the year? Andrew Tate, Putin, Jake Paul, Will Smith. These are all, they're all there.
Right. Listen,
all great men.
I, just out of fear for my life, there's only one person you can give this to.
Mm.
Putin.
Oh, Putin, man of the year.
Man of the year. Listen, with the election of Donald Trump, we're all Russian now, right?
Yeah. Moving on. Celebrity deaths. I'm going to kind of go through these. If you have anything to say, go ahead. Pop in. Is it Rosalind Carter, Jimmy Carter's wife? I thought they were 96. I thought they were both in hospice. Was it just her?
I hadn't heard anything about her. He had an incident where I think he fell down and they didn't think he was going to make it through whatever happened. That was earlier in the year. But I had not heard anything about her at all. But, I mean, it shouldn't come as a shock at 96 years old.
Battling dementia. So are you.
That true. Wait, what?
Peter Spellos. He was 69. What? I mean, come on.
What a fucked up age.
Pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that sucks.
Suzanne Shepherd, 89, Goodfellas actress. George Funky Brown, Dex Carvey. I didn't know anything about this. Dana Carvey's young son. Did you know anything about him?
Oh, I did not, but I do remember this hitting the airwaves.
Accidental here. Drug overdose.
Yeah, this was that was what, not a month ago?
Maybe.
A few weeks.
He was extremely talented.
Then why have we never heard of him?
Beautiful person. He made handmade birthday cards.
Did he own Hallmark?
Luandra Andrade, who should have been part of Cesspool's Sexy Woman of the Year. She died after undergoing liposuction surgery.
What?
Yes, yes.
Where do I know her from?
2.5 hours after the surgery, cardiac arrest.
Damn.
Yeah, you know her from your Pornhub, dude. You're just fucking fapping away. Tyler Christopher, Matthew Perry. What's your thoughts on Friends and stuff? I wasn't into it.
I mean, it was okay.
Did you see much of it?
I've seen episodes.
Okay, and his movies beforehand or afterhand?
The whole 9.5 yards or whatever the fuck it was. The whole nine yards.
Super successful TV and movie career. Would you say a very successful movie career?
I would say it was successful.
Very successful. Probably one of the biggest.
I don't know if I threw that caveat.
Probably the biggest movie star of our time.
No.
Would you say that?
No.
I would. Richard Mall. Also, he was in Night Court, and he was probably easily the biggest actor of our time. Suzanne Summers, kind of hot into her late 90s. She died, before 77. Okay. Anyway, she stayed pretty hot for a while.
Yeah. She actually had cancer for a while, and she got into...
Oh, thanks, Sherlock.
She didn't want to do chemo. So she got into holistic recovery.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
She did well.
Oh, she did well? That's why she's dead?
She beat cancer. This was like 10 or 15 years ago. She started writing a whole bunch of books about it.
It says here, passed away peacefully. She survived an aggressive form of breast cancer for 23 years. You said 15. So, obviously, you're full of shit.
Yeah, I'm a dumbass.
Okay. Piper Laurie. Mark Goddard. Sir Michael Gambone. David McCollum. Nick Kerdiles?
Love that guy.
Some hockey player. Billy Miller.
Hold on. Some hockey player?
Jimmy Buffett.
Was this the guy that got fucking slashed in the throat?
No, that was this guy. This guy was the Chrisley show where all the people went to jail for the tax evasion.
Oh, I know.
He was one of the boyfriends of one of those bitches. Okay. No, this was,
he died?
This wasn't the dude. And he died. Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't be in the In Memoriam show if not.
Man.
Yeah, he didn't die because of, like, the embarrassment of the fucking tax evasion or whatever.
I just died from the embarrassment of dating one of the Chrisleys.
Motorcycle accident.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett. Sexually transmitted disease.
What?
No, I'm just fucking around. Margaritaville.
He died in Margaritaville from
SCA? Yeah.
That makes sense.
Magoo died. What's funny about that? What's funny about death?
Magoo.
Paul Rubens.
Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah. Age 70. Man, he didn't look 70. He looked good.
Yeah, fuck. He was like... If he was 70, he had to have been in his late 30s when he was making the Pee-wee Herman movies.
Bravely and privately. Battled cancer for 6 years.
Privately?
Privately. Yeah.
Sure.
How sober are you? Sinead O'Connor, sexy, but dead. 56. Nothing compares to you. She had 3 kids. Oh, who's just...
Who's,
God damn.
Who's
just,
nutting in her?
Oh, God. Some black dude, I'm sure. Her death came 18 months after her son, Sean, Shane. Sorry, Shane. Sean.
Sean.
Son. Shane. Sean. Son. Died by suicide.
That's terrible.
I heard a lot of the time suicide will kill you.
40% of the time it's successful, 62% of the time.
Tony Bennett, that young stallion, 2 weeks shy of his 97th, gone.
Damn.
Tony left us today, but he was still singing the other day at his piano. I don't fucking care.
Oh, God, tell me how you really feel.
Alzheimer's disease.
How did he even remember how to sing?
Well, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Coco Lee, gone. Alan Arkin, dead. Larry Myers Jr., gone. Treat Williams. Boy, it's not a treat that he's gone. Anna Shea. Jackie O. John Beasley. Tina Turner. Okay, so, you know, I mean, not to be too much of an asshole, but, like, Tina Turner, when you hear that name, or when you see, like, Tina Turner passed away. Do you know sometimes, like with me, when I hear someone passed away, I'm like, oh, I thought they died, like, 10 years ago. You know what I mean? No offense.
Right.
Tina Turner's that name for me. I thought she was gone.
Right. Well, she had her biggest success in, what, the 80s, 90s with her music. What's Love Got to Do with It? Probably one of her biggest hits.
Jerry Springer.
Now that's sad.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Springer's a big... 79, that's another dude. 79? He didn't seem 79.
No, he didn't.
You know?
That's right.
You know, good on him. He's irreplaceable.
What's he best remembered for? Being mayor of Cincinnati?
Oh, you know he's not. Jerry. Did you ever really watch it? I didn't really
that
watch
that show?
It. Nah.
Jerry Springer?
I didn't watch it.
I watched quite a few episodes.
Had a few friends on it, but never watched it. No, dead serious, had a few friends on it.
Really?
Yeah. You've met one of them. Lynn Goodman. He was a Dancing with the Stars judge. Now he's dancing with the devil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Brian Briz Gillis. What? Go ahead.
You ever notice how, like, every time somebody dies, they always go to heaven? Like every funeral?
Oh, not on this show. Brian Briz Gillis, he was just a megastar from the group LFO.
Mm.
Yeah.
Still My Sunshine.
That's Lynn, but I get it.
It's interesting that you even knew that to correct me. What the hell is LFO then?
That's a boy band.
Huh, okay.
Abercrombie and Fitch, Chinese food.
Yeah.
Now, okay, that just tear apart my fucking cred. Oh, that old death metal singer fucking singing that shit?
Hey, listen, you're fucking canceled.
Yeah. Wayne Sweeney, Saliva singer, or no, founding member, not singer. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, Josie Scott. I'm sure you're still kicking somewhere. Lance Reddick. Man, John Wick star.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also The Wire. Fucking awesome. I would review The Wire if you ever wanted to do that.
Lance Reddick was in a lot of shit.
And he looked good.
Yeah.
He's another dude that looks fucking good for his age, you know? 60, but I mean
60's young.
60 is young, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna make it to that, but
no, whatever. Not with what we do.
Raquel Welch.
Ah,
that's another name that you could say that happened a while ago, you know?
Yeah, I mean, she really hadn't been in the news a whole lot, but she is. How old was she? She was in her mid to late 80s, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
She was a huge sex symbol back in like the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah. Rock legend, David Crosby. Crosby, Stills, fucking Nash. What's your favorite song?
I mean, you know that one.
Yeah. 81, Long Battle with an Unknown Illness. Me too, buddy.
Unknown?
Yeah.
Must have been the AIDS.
Oh, it was the AIDS.
The Hipposurfagana AIDS.
Lisa Marie Presley, 55. I mean, whatever, weirdo.
She was weird.
Yeah, I mean, was just pounding out Michael Jackson or whatever. Come the fuck on.
Yeah.
Jeff Beck, Carol Cook, Ken Block. God, how many people fucking died? Gangsta Boo? Oh, hell. Anyway, what's the biggest death to you out of all of those? Anyone that, like, makes an impact? Matt Perry's also, it's got to be a big one. Just
Perry was big, but like I wasn't a huge fan of Matt Perry.
I wasn't either. Oh, what affects you the most? There was no real death that affected me the most not that affect.
I didn't sit down and cry over any of them.
No. I mean, but there is some years like, I mean, when Norm MacDonald died, I was like, ooh.
That's a huge thing. That
sucks. Robin Williams, shit like that.
Robin Williams, yeah.
I can't think of one on this batch that I'm like, Not, and that's not discrediting them. What I'm saying is it doesn't affect my life.
Right. None of them affect your life.
Well, no, but
I would say
it affects your life, if, I guess, if you watch it and follow their works and stuff. But what I'm saying is there's no one for whatever reason in 2023 that I'm like, that really hurt. You know what I mean?
But that's why, like, something like Raquel Welch, you say Raquel Welch, and I'm like, oh, man. Just because I know that, I know a lot of older people that grew up watching her.
Yeah. It's a big name. It's a big name.
It's a big name in the industry.
Let's finish the show off of, do you have any predictions for 2024? Do you think the cesspool we're setting at 167, do you think we make 200 next year?
200? I think we easily hit 200.
Next year?
Next year? I mean, what is that? 33 shows?
Yeah.
Not hard.
33 shows, 52 weeks. I don't think we hit it.
Well, I mean, there's times where we sit down and record two or three at a time.
Yeah. And then there's.
Then there's the months that it takes you to get back to it.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, or just months that we just don't get to it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of.
33. We'll see. Life, I mean, that would be rough.
Life is vastly different now than what it was in 2016.
Yeah. We could knock out a little bit more back then. More people, more.
Right. Yeah, more time.
More time. Yeah. I will say we don't hit it.
You don't think we're going to hit it?
Nah, I don't. Especially since we're changing over to a Blue Bloods review show. President. Who's president? Who wins it?
In 2024?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I don't think they're going to let Trump win it.
I don't either.
I don't think they're going to let Biden run, though.
Really? That's your big swerve?
I think they want him out. I mean, you got David Axelrod, which was the old... What the hell was he? The chief of staff for... Yeah,
Van Halen singer.
Yeah, Van Halen singer and chief of staff for Obama has been coming out recently and told Biden he needs to step aside. Biden got all pissed off and, you know, started kind of telling
Biden him. Biden doesn't believe he's a puppet? He doesn't believe Geppetto's above him doing his thing?
I think deep down in his mind he knows, beyond all the Alzheimer's and inability to form coherent sentences, he knows that he's just a piece of shit they've inserted into the White House. But you know what? Even at his age, he's been in politics for, what, 50 years?
Yeah.
This is his pinnacle. He does not want to leave it yet. You know? He doesn't care if he's a fucking puppet. He just wants to be in that house.
Sure.
You know? Who's there other than him? Who you got? Who you got in the wings? You got Kamala Harris? You got Gavin Newsom?
Ugh.
You know, there's Hillary Clinton's name's been floated a little bit.
You don't want any of those. Holy shit, you know.
No, I don't want any of them. I would love for a big meteor to come down and just crush Washington, D.C.
Well, do you think a bigger meteor should go ahead and let's restart this thing?
I wouldn't be disappointed if it did happen.
Yeah, because we fucked it up.
Yes.
We
are dumb as a race.
So what do you foresee in movie and television?
Movie and television? There hasn't been a whole lot that's changed.
There's nothing to look forward to, right?
Well, I mean, honestly, the only thing that I see changing is AI involvement.
Yeah.
I think you're going to start seeing AI writing shows. I think you're going to start seeing AI producing shows. I think you're going to have... there are a lot of computer-generated shit, just like what they do with, like, the Marvel Universe. Everyone loves the Marvel Universe. But it's a lot of computer-generated AI shit, right? It's easy on the eyes. It feeds your...
I think they'll honestly try to roll that shit out on a streaming service or like YouTube or something like that. Just to test the waters. Before sending it to the big screen. Or maybe they won't. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. It just feels like since everything got shut down since COVID, I mean, look what we've lost. We've lost a fuck ton of good businesses, a lot of good bars. We've seen a bunch of shitty movies come out. Like, nobody makes anything anymore.
TV shows, I mean, like we said, TV shows are now cops, fire, crime. Like, it's...
Right. And it's been trending that way since the 90s.
Doctors, you know, whatever.
We already seen House.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
But they're still hitting and they're still going, you know, it's still going strong.
Right. Yeah. You don't see too many of those anymore.
Yeah.
ER.
Music. Music continues its shitty downfall. Rap continues to be shitty. Country continues to be
shitty. See, okay. All right. So that's interesting because...
I would say music, for the most part, unless you're an established star, if I were to go back into music, because I was in music at one time, the best thing is, like, with the MAGA guy, just try to hit viral shit. Is that the best go?
Well, I mean, that's what they all try to do, but they... Because it falls so short on vision, rather than... There's a difference between visuals and vision. Visuals will get you all kinds of looks. Vision is what will progress the industry. You know, but you don't have a whole lot of vision in the industry now. Rap, a long time ago. I mean, it was pretty rudimentary, but it was also very, very pure. A lot of music is very, very watered down now. And we can say the same shit about television and theater productions. Movies, television shows are all so fucking watered down now. It's just hard to predict where everything's going to go. I mean, what do you predict? More shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. Do you? I mean, it's been so shit for a while. Just more shit in 2024, right?
Right. You know, what's going to be musician of the year? Sam Smith?
I mean, unless there's another guy that's, you know, capitalizing on homosexuality and shit like that.
Right.
There's some other guy behind him just waiting.
Right. But Sam Smith isn't even good. He's not good. His shit is trash. His music is trash. His videos are trash. He's fluffed because he checks off boxes.
Yeah.
Because he shocks people's minds.
Does he shock your mind, though, or do you just go, okay?
Well, I mean, at this point, 2023, you're just like, okay. You know, the war in Israel and Hamas? You're just kind of like, you know, yeah, they went in, they cut off the heads of babies, they set some people on fire, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, I saw that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it.
You got a badger fact?
The badgers migrate to Italy during the holiday season. It's fucking awesome. Milan, Sicily. If you can fight off some of those mafia boys.
Ciao.